Five times Bruce and Val thought maybe they were meant to be. A Marvel Cinematic Universe fanfic written by Stories for Travelers, read by
Black Class
and Sophie Nisba. Early on. I don't mean this in a weird way, but you're really cool. Like, I just feel like you're the coolest person I've ever met.
Yeah, I get that a lot,
she said with a smirk. He smiled and didn't respond, a bit shy for some reason. Bruce felt that way around Val a lot, excited but somehow calm, shy but comfortable. She tilted her head and said,
What's really weird is, I'm pretty sure you're cool too. It's weird because you're kind of a dork. And also you're Thor's friend, so you're definitely a dork. And also you're human, and also kind of nervous and small. No offense.
None taken, he said with a smile.
Cool.
Cool. After the battle on Asgard.
So, I figured out why we feel a connection,
she said to him as he sat there, huddled in a blanket. You felt it too?
I'm friends with him.
Thor?
You. Big and green you. We were besties for a couple of years.
Oh.
You look disappointed.
Bruce shrugged. I guess maybe I was hoping it was something more.
Maybe that something more is the reason we became friends. Maybe my green friend was just the start of our relationship.
I'd like that, Bruce said, smiling up at her.
Get some rest, small and pale.
That's not going to be my nickname, is it? Dinner date. You want a taste? Bruce said, stirring the pot of spicy stew. She took a lick from the wooden spoon.
Now I know,
she said. Know what?
Why I'm staying with you. It's for the food.
He rolled his eyes, secretly quite flattered at her opinion of his cooking. Okay, I'll take it. First time. Are you sure? Bruce asked.
You're able to, you said. With the medicine?
Yeah, I won't turn, but are you sure this is a good idea? She gazed into his eyes, searching. Then she gently caressed his face and said,
Go fuck yourself.
Okay.
You're scared? Even with the medicine. Even with the knowledge that Big Green adores me. Even with the knowledge that I'm a fucking warrior of Asgard, and you couldn't hurt me regardless. And you're scared.
My track record is pretty disastrous.
My track record is that I was in love, and she died in battle. And I spent centuries drinking and taking morally debasing jobs, and I haven't been able to look at another person that way since. But I'm willing to take a chance on us. But you're chickening out because of a decade or two of bad results? Fuck right off!
That's actually a really fair point.
Then?
Then you're right. I was scared. But I'm going to be brave. She smiled, leaned forward, and kissed him, long and possessive, backing him up into the wall. She bit on his lower lip.
How brave?
She asked with a grin. Brave enough, he promised. Domestic. Bruce put the finishing touches on the repairs to her sword. He wasn't an expert in Asgardian science. He refused to call it magic. But he was picking up a few things. She picked it up, tested it, and gave him a sweet smile.
Perfect,
she said. I guess you bring out the best in me.
That's really cheesy, bro.
I am who I am. She kissed him then. He smiled. I knew you secretly liked cheesy. The end. Thank you for listening.